Day 307, or November the 3rd. I'm glad you asked that. Our thoughts today are rooted in Acts chapter 7, verse 2. To this question, Stephen replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Luke takes the trouble to give us a full précis of the Old Testament in one chapter, then continues the story of the early church spreading to the Samaritans, and then to a passing Ethiopian who was converted and baptized before resuming his journey back home to Africa. And now today's action step. Our text for today seems a strange way for Stephen to respond to the false charges of blasphemy brought against him before the Sanhedrin shortly after the death and resurrection of Jesus. Remember, he was addressing learned religious Jews, and he was a recent convert to Christianity who was probably a Gentile, or at least he had a Greek name, as did all his fellow deacons. There is an important basic concept here for all of us to learn. Stephen didn't assume his hearers knew the whole story, and he didn't simply want to proclaim the remedy to the world's ills before making sure that the world's ills were clearly understood. So often Christians recommend Jesus as the answer before their hearers have even thought of the question. When John Wesley preached, he would wait until he saw heads being bowed in recognition of their sin, and then he would declare Jesus as the answer. Stephen's hearers thought they were right, and he was an extremist who was wrong, or even worse, mad. I have found responding to questions or obvious interest is far more productive than simply witnessing blind. Of course, there is no formula for success, but choosing to use the method of responding to interest seems the best option to me. Your job now is to raise levels of interest by your lifestyle so that people will ask you questions.